Film director Danny Boyle made his name with the Edinburgh crime and drug thriller Trainspotting. His other films include the big-budget Leonardo DiCaprio thriller The Beach and the zombie plague film 28 Days Later. His new film, Slumdog Millionaire, is set in India. It's about a poor 18-year-old orphan who goes on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
It's fascinating how the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has captured the imagination of writers and artists all over the world, where it's a fixture in many languages. It promises easy money, of course, but something else gets under people's skin. The set and camera work are tacky, yet grandiose. The questions, an unsettlingly fluky mix of history and pop culture ephemera. It's as if a mocking god has put fortune within reach and just out of it. Danny Boyle's Slumdog Millionaire is constructed around the Indian incarnation of the show and borrows the ingenious premise, and not much else, from the novel Q&A by Vika Swarup. A poor young man, Jamal, played by Dev Patel, triumphs on television and is promptly arrested on the premise that he must have cheated. With constant flashbacks, Jamal explains to a cop, played by Irfan Khan, how he knew the answers, because each question, as if by fate, tied into some aspect of his tragic and tumultuous life. Danny Boyle is a smashing director, and I mean that literally. He smash cuts from shot to shot, scene to scene, chase to chase. Right from the start, he has us reeling. He leaps back and forth between Jamal in the game show hot seat and Jamal in a different kind of hot seat, an interrogation room, getting his feet electrocuted with a battery. I don't always trust Boyle. I feel the need to defend myself against an artist this slickly brutal. But he's a virtuoso, among the best there is, at a kind of kinetic filmmaking. Even with all his arty lighting and tilted angles, he gives the action a headlong momentum. Slumdog Millionaire is his liveliest fusion of style and content since Trainspotting. Like the hero of that movie, Jamal is always on the run for his life. When he's little and his older brother Salim locks him in an outdoor latrine when his favorite film star is nearby, he drops through a pit of excrement and dashes for his hero's autograph. He and his brother run from rampaging Hindis and then flee a despicable, Fagin-like boss whose cruelty is breathtaking. As each flashback ends, there's a corresponding game show question posed by a condescending MC played by the splendidly smarmy Anil Kapoor.
Jamal Malik, you're absolutely right!
It's getting hot in here.
Are you nervous?
What? Am I nervous? It's you who's in the hot seat, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Bloody hell, he's got prey on the run.
Finally.
A few hours ago,
you were giving chai for the Phonewallas, and now you're richer than they will ever be. Walla player. Ladies and gentlemen, what a player!
That MC is the very devil, but Jamal's eyes are on a prize that transcends money. Latika, a girl who escaped his village after her family was killed, and whom he and his brother liberated from prostitution. Now she's the kept woman of an abusive gangster. In her mature incarnation, she's played by Frida Pinto and is impossibly model beautiful. And Slumdog Millionaire becomes more and more floridly romantic. The actors play it big. I get the feeling that when action is called in a Danny Boyle movie, they have to register emotion fast. But Boyle has something up his sleeve. As the film grows less gritty and more formulaic, it also becomes more Bollywood. The colors pop out, the music swells, the morally ambivalent characters a tone. It even ends with a big production number, a song and dance featuring the grown-up leads, as well as the little kids who played them in earlier scenes. With its riches, romance, and wondrous destiny, Slumdog Millionaire has an ingenious subtext. The capricious, mocking god of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been kicked off screen by the god of Bollywood movie making. It's irresistibly preposterous.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.